Hey, Mirror fam, and welcome to Season 4, Episode 3 of Mirror Star Podcasts. In this episode, I've got Emma. Emma, how are you
doing? Hi, I'm Slay.
That's good. And in this episode, we're going to talk about scenarios and peer pressure. So, there'll be questions on scenarios itself, and there'll be some scenarios on peer pressure. How do you feel about that?
Scared.
Nice, don't worry. After that, you'll be unscared. So,
cool.
The first question is, what's your opinion on scenarios?
What do you mean? Like, what kind of scenarios?
Like, some people use scenarios to help them sleep. Do you do that?
Sometimes, yeah. They're amazing.
I do that because it takes me, hours to actually fall asleep. Like, I'll go on my bed, I just won't be able to sleep. And then I'll make the craziest scenario in my head to help me sleep.
Yeah, we don't need to know about those.
No, they're good scenarios. Like, food-related, sure? Other scenarios.
Stuff mine like are that. So random.
I'm going to give you one scenario. Mm-hmm. So, you've been given a piece of homework that you don't understand how to complete. What would you do?
Is there no options?
No. This is what you would do.
I would ask friends. I'd message everyone in my class.
Okay, I did that as well.
And be what are you doing? Let me copy.
Yeah, in primary school, I'd ask my friends to take a picture of their work and send it to me. And I'd basically paraphrase it. So the teacher doesn't suspect anything. I'm so smart. But what do you think would happen if you didn't ask for help?
I'd do so bad, but I guess it don't really matter.
I'd escape the lesson. I won't go, but I've never skipped a lesson. I'm a good child. But and me coming 28,000 minutes late to a lesson, that does not count. Skipping the
even to Miss O'Shea.
Well, who knows? who knows? That's still yet to find out.
Dogs now.
Next scenario is you've lost your locker key and you need it to get your PE kit out of your locker. And PE is your next lesson. What would you do?
Is it like break time or something?
Yeah, but say break time. Break time.
Okay, so I'd probably just go to student service and ask someone. Because they probably have a key for every locker, right?
Yeah, that happened to me.
Really?
Yeah, So I had PE next. And it was break time. And I used to leave my PE kit in my locker. So, well, I don't do that anymore, of course. But... And then I'm trying to think of what happened. So I went down to student services and they had a key for every single locker and they gave me that key. I could open any locker that I wanted.
What?
They gave me the key to open every single locker. I'm a good child, so I only opened mine and no one else's. But I got my PE kit and I escaped. But the thing is, there's a plot twist. About 2 days later, or a week, I found where my key was. It was just in my pocket.
Oh.
Yeah. And I put it in the wash and everything.
No way.
It had a whole ride. I think my mom found it in the washing machine. So, it was a tragic experience.
Very.
Instead of putting it in your locker, where else do you think would be a safe place to put it?
At home.
But if you have PE, I just carry it around in my bag.
Same.
But some people, they carry their bag and their PE kit at the same time. I can't do that.
Oh, I do that.
I can't.
It doesn't fit in my bag.
Mine does. I have to make room anyway. Even if that's me leaving a reading book at home, my books at home, my calculator at home.
Your bag's so big.
Yeah, that's why it's so big on Thursdays and Fridays. My PE kit must be in there. I'm not carrying two bags around. One with barely any books and one with a whole clothing thing in it. Okay, next scenario. In maths, you realize you have packed the wrong school book and have your science book instead. So you have a
science book.
How would you feel?
I'd actually cry.
Good.
Actually, I don't know. I think my teacher would understand if it's just one day.
What if we got behavior point?
Oh, stop. No, because sometimes we don't really use books. We just do like sheets or whatever.
What if you did get a book? What if you had to use your book?
Well, then I just live with it, right? I don't know.
You live with that behavior point, Emma. That point will be crawling inside of you for days.
No, that might be my only behavior point.
You'll be captured, and you'll be attacked.
No, what would you do?
What would I do? I'd probably do nothing. It's not exactly much, like much I could do. Yeah, but you don't want to get a behavior point, Emma.
Why?
I don't know. Be a good person, Emma. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know what I'd do, to be honest. What'd you say?
I'd just be kind of like, I don't know, moody.
I'd be a bit like...
About me?
Not good enough. What?
About me?
I don't know. Okay. I'd just be all broken inside. Next question is, okay, so who would you ask for help then?
For a book?
Yeah, or like ask, can I borrow your spare book or something?
Why don't I use someone's book?
I don't know.
I just use my partner's, whoever. I don't know.
Alright, I'd probably use a similar thing. Okay. Next is, say it's food tech and you've forgotten, say you have to bring in ingredients for the lesson and you forgot them, what would you do?
I would, I mean, if we're in partners, then I'd just use my partner's, right?
Okay. What if your partner also forgot and you're both going down?
We're so done.
Okay, but what about the food you need to make?
Do I need to make food?
Yes.
I don't know. It'd just be not there.
Damn. Okay.
I'll just say I ate it.
But you need to show them.
No. Oh.
Okay. next one. Okay, but you have forgotten to bring in your history homework. Although you completed it and spent a long time of it, you spent a lot of time completing it at home, but you forgot to bring it in, what would you do?
I don't know. If the person trusts me, if the teacher trusts me, then I'll just bring it in the next day.
What if the teacher doesn't trust you?
That's not very good. If it's like Mr. Edge, then he'll be like, just send a photo, right? Like what he normally does.
True, he'd probably do that. Okay, yeah. Let's go to the next one. Okay. So what do you think is peer pressure to you? What do you consider as peer pressure?
When people just force you to do something that you don't want to do. And I think it's a bad thing.
Yeah, peer pressure is not bad.
Yeah.
So what would you do if you're being peer?
I mean, it depends what I've been peer pressured to do. But I just try to refuse, I guess.
Okay, so what if someone was peer pressuring you to vape and someone had all these bad if they had all these bad pictures of you, videos of things you said and what you look like and they're threatening you, what would you do?
I mean, they'd have to be like someone I trust for them to have that photos, so I'd be mad, but then I'd try it but not inhale it, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like.
Yep.
Yeah. Banana.
What would you do? What?
What?
I'm struggling. I don't know. What would you do in this scenario? So, what if someone said to you, like, "Come, it's only a bit. You'll be okay. Nobody will find out." What would you do?
Nah, I still try to refuse. Like, there's no point in just doing it.
Okay.
Like, what am I going to get from it? What are they going to get from it?
Exactly. Okay, so have you ever been peer pressured before, and how did you react?
Actually, no, I don't think so. Have you?
Have I? No, I don't think so. Actually, no, I don't think so. I don't think I've been peer pressured. We're both survivors. How do you feel?
That's amazing.
I know. next question is, what age group do you think experiences peer pressure the most?
Teenagers, I think, because there's always maybe like naughty people.
Yeah, I agree. It can happen to everyone, but usually it's teenagers the most.
Yes.
So how do you think peer pressure could be stopped?
I don't know. Like, I think it's just like a normal thing. Like, it's just, I don't know. How can it be stopped?
Yeah, I don't really think peer pressure is something that's under anyone's control.
Yeah.
I just feel
it's just like bullying. There's always gonna be bullying.
Yeah, I feel like it's just how you react to it.
Yeah.
Because you can't really do much about it. It's just how you react to what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think could be the impact of negative peer pressure?
I don't know. Like, it just ruins people's lives and their mental health and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It makes them feel bad about themselves.
Yeah, it could really hurt someone. But do you believe there is something called positive peer pressure?
Yeah. Because, like, I don't know, like, people could just be, like, getting you to do stuff that that's out of your comfort zone, but, like, still good.
Yeah.
Like,
so, like,
I don't know, like, give you confidence and stuff, you know?
Yeah, like, they could be, instead of convince, it could be basically convincing you to do the opposite thing. So, negative peer pressure, that could be, like, oh, try out this vape. It's really good. But positive could be like, oh, don't try out that vape. Don't try it.
True.
So it could be kind of reversed, and then it'd be the opposite.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give you... Okay, wait. This last question. Do you think schools talk about how to combat peer pressure enough?
How to what?
How to fight off peer pressure.
Oh. Nah. They don't care, do they? They always talk about bullying stuff, but it's not really peer pressure.
Yeah, so that's in our school. I don't think they've ever done a lesson on bullying.
True. No, like not even anti-bullying week. No way.
Nope. In primary school, every day it's anti-bullying, anti-bullying, anti-bullying. We're strongly against anti-bullying.
We learn the exact same things every year.
Like, it's very mean to call people rude things. Not good. Okay, so I'm gonna give you some peer pressure related scenarios. So let's say that you're playing with the group of your mates at the local park. Your parents know you're there and expect you to be home at 7 p.m. It's nearly 7 p.m. and some older friends come along. They're the friends of one of your mates, and they're in a higher year than you, and they ask you to go to their house and play on their latest console, like PS4 or something. You know your parents will be expecting you home. What would you do?
I don't know. Like, the old people want me to play at their house.
Yeah.
Is it with the younger people as well? Because
if
my parents are expecting me, then I'd probably just go home, because my parents are kind of strict.
So, yeah. Like, if I have to go home, I will go home. No matter
if I'd rather be home anyway. I'm not going to some random guy's house.
Exactly. Even if I didn't have to go, I'm still not going to your house. I don't know you.
Exactly.
It's just a bit odd. Like, if someone came, oh, do you want to play on my PS4? Oh, you want to play on this? Oh, come to my house. It'd be a bit weird.
It's so awkward. Like, who do I talk to?
Exactly. This is the next scenario. You walk into the toilets at break and see one of your friends beating someone up. They see you and tell you that you have to punch the person to you, but you don't want to, but they have said If you don't, they'll tell the teachers it was you who did it. What would you do?
Is my who's a person punching my mate?
Your friends.
Punching who, like?
Like some random dude up, just beating someone up.
Well, I actually don't know.
Just, I wouldn't do it. Do you want to know why? Because if you think about it, they'll say they'll tell the teacher that I did it, but if I actually punch him, I will still do it. So it doesn't make sense. Oh, yeah. I don't get my way either way.
True. I don't know. Like,
I probably wouldn't do it.
My friends have to be bad people to do that anyway.
True. I don't think.
I just leave. I don't know. Like, I'd be like, nah, bye.
I'd be like, sorry, that's not me. You can do whatever you want in it. Yeah. I'm not involved. I didn't see this. You can call me CCTV camera if you want, but I'm not.
Exactly. Here. Like, if I just walk away, like, nothing's like, the teacher's not gonna care.
Exactly. Actually, I'd probably run away and tell the teacher.
On your friends?
Actually, never mind. Thinking of it. Actually, it depends, because I'll get in trouble either way.
True. Nah, I'll be like, yeah, I don't know.
It's either isolation or losing friends. But your friends are bad people anyways.
Yeah.
So it's like losing toxic friends versus going in isolation.
Exactly, that's so good.
It's a win-win for you. Well, no, it's not a win. It's a win-lose. It just depends on what you choose.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot could go down with that. Okay. I'm going to give you another peer pressure question. So, I'm going to give you some names. So, Joe, there's his friend Kyle, to steal a pencil from the teacher's desk. Why might Kyle feel like he has to do it? Do you think Kyle has a choice? Naughty guy, stealing a pencil from a teacher? Naughty Kyle.
Wait, he wants to or no?
So basically Joe is daring Kyle. So say you were Kyle, what would you do?
Kyle, okay. I don't know. If it's like a simple thing, if Kyle's like a naughty kid anyway, like it's normal, like a joke, whatever, then I'd probably do it. But if the teacher's there, then I'm not gonna do it.
Just, I'm thinking of it. It's only a pencil.
True, but
yeah, it's only a pencil. In my primary school, someone stole a teacher's phone.
No way.
And there's like the assistant head teacher as well. One of the top teachers. And the person actually goes to our current school. We also went to our friend. But I'm not saying who. But maybe after, but oof. Mm-hmm. It'd be the person you least expect.
So
class. No. Okay. Next scenario. So let's say Molly is in year 6 and Jasmine is in year 3. Molly tells Jasmine to smash a glass bottle in the playground. What might Jasmine be thinking? Why do you think Molly wants Jasmine to smash the bottle, and how could you help? So say you're Jasmine and Molly is trying to convince you to smash a bottle in the middle of a playground.
That's so random. I don't think I would do it because I'm in year 3, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'd just be so confused. But if I'm in year 3, I'd probably do it anyway. just because, like, I'm so young. I don't understand anything.
I'm not in a stupid era. I'm not before you're smart.
Oh, man.
This is your villain origin story. Damn. Okay, Emma.
Jasmine, not me.
Oh, Jasmine's our evil origin story. Sorry. Okay. So let's talk about Max, Billy, and Charlie a little bit. So, Max and Billy are friends. Max tells Billy to rip up Charlie's artwork. Max is really upset because he thinks Charlie's picture is better than his. Max says he won't be happy until Billy does it. Billy rips the corner from Charlie's picture. Charlie's very upset, and Billy gets into trouble. Max is happy. What could have happened differently, and is Max a good friend? Say you're the person. You're Billy.
That was a lot. So, what happened again?
I'll summarize it. So, Max wants Billy to rip up Charlie's artwork. Because
Max so I need to rip someone's
thinks
artwork.
It's better. Would you rip it?
No.
What if it was a person you didn't like?
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Like, it depends, like, I don't know, like, if I know them well and I like them, then I wouldn't do it. But if I'm closer to Max, then I don't know. But I'd get in trouble for that, obviously.
Yeah. Plus, do you think Max is a good friend for daring Billy to do that?
No.
Or do you think Max is not your
Max
will
just do it himself.
Exactly. Max is a scaredy cat.
Of course.
That's why I don't like Max.
Okay.
Let's get some next more ones. So, let me give you this one. Okay. Camilla.
Are you sure you wrote these?
No, I didn't. No, these ones I didn't write. The questions I wrote, but the scenarios I didn't.
Yeah, definitely.
Camilla walks into the girls' toilets and finds Sophie being punched by two other girls. The other girls are Jessica and Katie. They're in the year above Camilla, but Sophie is in her class. Camilla doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know whether to pretend she hasn't seen them or run away, or try to help Sophie. Before she can decide, though, Jessica and Katie see her and grab hold of her. They say she has to punch Sophie as well, or they will punch her. Damn. What would you do?
I actually don't know. I'd be like...
Would you punch or be punched? Be punched or be the punched?
I actually don't know. What would you do?
To be honest, me...
You'd punch her. I know you would.
Well, it depends who the person is. Like, if it was a person I didn't like, then...
If Camilla's a good person, then she wouldn't do it, right?
True, because Camilla Cabello. If I was supposed to punch a person I didn't like,
so
then I might. Not, because of course it's either...
Because Sophie's in your class, like, you know how our class is like.
True.
Our friends.
And if you think about it, if you punch someone and then see them in class the next lesson, it's so
true,
awkward.
That'd be so weird.
That'd be so awkward. I could never do that. I don't like having problems. I'm so happy I've never had a problem with someone who's in my class. Like,
yeah.
I'm actually, never mind, I have, but. Bonnet. But.
Oh, who's that?
Okay. Do you remember?
Oh.
But it was ages ago, anyway, so it was in French. It was ages ago. But, you remember, right?
Yeah.
But that's all, of course, sorted, but I don't like having a problem with someone who's in my class. Because, of course, it'd be awkward seeing them the next lesson. I could never do that.
Yeah.
Next scenario is okay. So, say you are walking home from school with your friend. You've been told to go straight home. However, you meet a friend called Noah, who's on the way. He asks you to go to the skate park. What would you do? Would you go to the skate park with Noah? Or would you go home?
No, I'm not skating. I'm sorry.
Okay, what if it was the park? Not a skate park, just the park.
No, but if my parents told me to go straight home, then I probably would anyway. And if it's after school, then I'd be so tired.
True. I don't have that type of energy. I don't know. Look, this needs to be a conversation, because how straight after school are people doing who are going to around 1 mile away from their school
exactly.
Just to do a water fight on the hottest day
wearing the uniform as well?
Like, no. I could never do that. I'm sorry. I
went straight home and hopped in the shower.
I just went home in the hottest day recorded in the UK. You're going 1 mile away from your school just to do a water fight. That is shameful. That is shameful.
It was so
weird.
Everyone's just musty, like.
Everyone's just musty, too.
Musty, crusty.
Okay. Next scenario is your friends want you to go to a party, but there are no parents supervising, and you already told your mom that there will be a parent supervising. What would you do?
I'd probably just go, because, like, if I trust those friends, then I'll be fine.
Me, personally, I'd probably Because I probably would tell my mum that the parents supervising, that I didn't know that they were actually.
Yeah.
But I'd probably be there for a few minutes and then tell my mum, just like to see what's actually going on.
Yeah, same. But like, if they changed their plans, like if they were supposed to be parents, then I'd obviously think that, so.
Yeah.
And okay. Then when I get there, there'll be no parents. Like, that's just different, you know?
Yeah, that's a bit odd.
A bit odd.
Next one is, you are at the mall with your friends and they want you to steal from one of the stores, and there's a CCTV camera pointing right above. What would you do?
I would not do it. I don't know, it depends what you're stealing. Like, if it's like a big thing, then obviously not.
Yeah, but what would you, what if it's like a little sweet wrapper?
I don't know, like, if they're just getting me to do it just cause, then that means they're scared, right? So you just do it then.
Exactly. Plus, people steal, but what is the point? If you're broke, just say so.
Stop, that's not true.
No offense. Like, if you're generally homeless, I can't blame you. But if you have a nice house, you paid over £200,000 for it, you go to school, you're not on free school meals, you're just living your life, and you're stealing, that is just shameful for you.
That's so true. Like, you're just being goofy.
If you don't expect your £75 monthly allowance and you don't get it because you're a bad boy, you get DT every day. That's no one's fault. That's not Primark's fault. That's not your local shop's fault. It's no one's fault. So stop stealing from Primark. Stop stealing from your corner shop. Stop stealing from TK Maxx.
Yes.
Stop stealing from Arndale.
The best mall.
Mall.
Kind of tiny, you know.
Trafford's there.
Yeah.
And it's bigger, like 4 times bigger. Well, yeah. Maybe 3 times. I don't know, but anyways. Next question. Well, next scenario is you're at a corner shop purchasing a soda. And the person you are with wants you to help them steal alcohol.
Nah.
What would you do?
Alcohol. I would not steal alcohol, of course not.
Same. I don't drink alcohol.
Because I'm not going to drink it all either, so there's no point.
And what's the point? I was like, getting yourself to
drink the soda. No reason.
Exactly. Like, I'd rather drink the purchased soda I bought. I don't want to enjoy my 7-Up, my Sprite, my Fanta, my Coke, and my Lucid. Because I paid for it. I did nothing wrong. But I'm not helping you steal alcohol you won't drink.
How would you steal alcohol anyway?
I don't even know.
The goofiest thing.
Exactly. Next scenario is, you're at a friend's house. Damn. And their older sibling has weed. And they want you to smoke.
No.
What would you do? And what if they were blackmailing you as well at this point? This blackmail could ruin your entire life.
What?
And this blackmailing could ruin your entire life. No job, no friends.
Who's blackmailing me? The older sibling?
Yeah.
How do I know the older sibling?
Because they're your friend's sibling.
But how do I know my friend's sibling? That's kind of weird. No, of course. I don't know. What do you do?
I'd probably. They say they have. So, if they had stuff to blackmail with me with, it'd probably be on their phone, right?
Yeah.
So, I'd take both their phones and run away.
I don't think you're to fall off, but okay.
No, so basically, I ask them, hey, do you want to take a picture? They open their phone. I take their phone and run away.
While they're offering you weed.
They call me Usain Bolt, Mr. Fastman. I'll run. I'll dash. You won't see me. And then you won't see me in school either. Don't worry, because I'll be too busy deleting everything. But to be honest, I will never really say or do anything that could ruin my life. I'm very cautious. Like, I know what to say and what to not.
Same.
not everything should be said. Whatever you think, yeah. Not everything should be said. Let me not read that one. Okay, so say you just got your driving lessons and your friends wants to ride home. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that it's illegal for you to have another teen in the car for the first year of you having your driving lessons. Because yeah. You're still new, and if you have an accident, that's basically involving the teen. So what would you do if that friend wants a ride home?
I mean, if it's illegal, then I don't think I should do it, right?
Yeah.
What would you do?
I'd probably suggest them to take a taxi. And if they don't have money, I'd probably give them taxi money. Because it's better than me getting put in jail or something.
Yeah, although I'd find someone else for them to...
Yeah, I'd probably give them some taxi money. And if they use the money I give them from McDonald's, find your own way home. Walk home exactly. If you need to. I've gave you the money I needed to. I've given you a charity support, CAFOD, Caritas. I've done it all for you. So if you don't use the money wisely for the taxi I gave it for, that's your own issue.
Exactly.
I've done my part. So say your friend sits next to you in maths, and during a test, they whisper to show you your paper. What would you do?
To what?
To show you your paper, like your answers and stuff.
To show them my paper.
Yeah.
If they show me theirs.
I would show. Basically, in nearly every single lesson I've attested, I always either cheat or me and my friends are copying. Like, you know who I sit next to in RE, right?
Yeah.
He's always like, can I see this? Can I see your answer? Can I did it? Can I did it? What did you write? Even of in course. The Chromebook assessment, he's still looking.
Me and my partner were just doing the same answers for everything.
He was just telling me to scroll up, go back, you're going too fast. This, I'm like, can I go at my own pace? let me just do my work, do my thing, because I don't think RE is a necessarily hard subject. If you listen or not.
I tell them to help me back. Because I'm not just going to sit there and then give them my answers and then we're both just stuck.
That'd be sad.
What'd you do on the next one?
Okay. The next scenario is you and a friend have just watched a movie. You're leaving the cinema and notice a group of popular kids from your school who are all smoking. You stop to talk and your friend offers you a cigarette.
The friend that I was watching the movie with?
Yeah.
Why are they joining in the first place?
I don't know.
I wouldn't.
Same, I wouldn't as well, because it's not like they're forcing me. I guess they offered it. I could just easily say no.
Yeah, if they're a good person, they'd understand, right?
Yeah. I've seen something like this in Darman before. But instead of drinking. Darman bangs. Darman's too good. Darman's overpowered. If you don't like Darman, Darman does not like you either. I'm just saying. But yeah. Popular kids from school who are all smoking. I feel like people see popular kids as cool kids. But if you're cool and if you smoke and think that makes you cool, it's just a bit... Eh.
No.
Smoking doesn't make you cool.
You're gonna die before I do, so...
okay, I'm... But people who smoke to be cool is no, it's not nice.
Exactly.
Stop thy bad habits today. Are you ready for the next scenario?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
At lunch, a new student sits down at an empty seat next to you and your friends. You can tell she's younger than you and just seems a little different. As soon as she sits down, As soon as she sits down, your friends ask her what she thinks she's doing. They start making fun of the way she's dressed and knock her backpack on the floor. They tell her to go find a group of losers to sit with because she'll fit in better with them. Damn, personally, I would not have it. Something I've seen in Darman again before. Did they take this from Darman?
Exactly, stealing.
So what would you do if they were making fun of the new... New, different, younger kids.
I would help them. I'd defend them. Because, Well, it depends if they're nice. Like, if they're kind of rude or whatever, then obviously not.
Like, I'll just sit back and relax and watch. Like,
yeah, I just watch. But, like, if they're lucky doing nothing wrong, then I'd help.
Yeah, if they're doing nothing wrong, because I feel bad for people who just get picked on for no reason. Like, they're living their best life, and people are trying to make them live their worst life. Exactly. They're in their moment, their era, their mood.
Exactly.
And you're just making it worse for them. Who does that? Because you must be so sad with yourself to do that.
Exactly.
Like, me, I could never, personally. I'm too nice for that.
Sure.
Shush. Okay, so, say your sister asks you... I can't read. I'm struggling. Okay, so, your sister asks you to sneak jewelry from your mom's closet so she can wear it to school tomorrow. What would you do?
Oh, for her.
Yep, for her. Not even for you, for her.
If my mom has a lot of jewelry, then... she wouldn't... If she doesn't notice, then I probably would.
Okay.
Take them for myself as well. Just kidding. I don't know. Probably not, you know.
To be honest, probably I wouldn't either, because it's not like I'm not the one who's wearing it. It's for you.
Exactly.
Not for me, for you. So if you're making me do these baddie type things, that's not even for me.
If I get in trouble, it's their fault. They have to explain.
Exactly.
Because I'm not wearing it either, so how's the mom gonna know it was me?
Exactly. So currently I'm not trying to get in trouble for your mess and your issues. So, you know, you should go and get it yourself, okay? Boom. Next scenario is, so you want to go to a party, but you aren't sure your parents will let you go. A friend says you can stay at their house, so your parents won't know you went to the party. They tell you to keep a secret, or they'll never talk to you again. What would you do?
What's the secret? That I went to the party?
Yeah.
How would that affect my friend?
I don't even know.
I'm not the one getting in trouble on that. I mean, they're not getting in trouble.
Just, I would go. Because, you know, at least there's... Well, it depends on the party. Like, if it's a bunch of kids drinking...
Yeah, we get it. If it's low-key, then I just go, like...
Exactly. Because it's like I'm going with the... Because I'm going with the parent that is supervising me at that time.
Exactly.
But it depends. It depends the reason that I'm not allowed to go. Like, if it's because, oh, you've heard a lot of bad things that have happened there, then I won't go, because I'm not trying to put myself at risk.
I'm not going to have fun, am I?
Yeah. But if it's just, oh, you've not finished your homework, yeah, I'll go. Because my homework's not written away. It's still there.
Yeah,
still
I'll
on
just,
his desk.
I just do it last minute.
Yeah. And sometimes I do my homework the day before it's due. Music homework. But I'm RE. No, I do RE homework weekends, the weekend before it's due.
I do my art homework.
Oh, same with my art homework. Some homework is stressful.
Exactly.
Next, I'll get Yates homework for science. But, you know.
Oh.
So, next scenario is actually about homework. You don't understand your homework, and you don't want to ask for help. A classmate tells you they'll help you in the library after school, but you aren't sure if you can stay after. The classmate tells you they'll be there. They will be there one way or another. So, they're forcing you to come to the library with them so they can help you. Sounds a bit weird.
What?
Like, who's like,
that's weird.
Imagine Emma, no, you must come to the library with me. I'll help you do your homework. If you don't, I'll find out one way or another. What would you do? Would you sneak in the library after school and you're not allowed to get your work done?
No, I don't. Or you just go either. Home? I'll probably not
do it. Because
I don't want to do it anyway. Like,
same, I don't even want to do the homework. Well, but I don't understand the homework. That's the thing.
I'll just ask other people. I don't need that person's help.
I don't need you to help me or do it for me. All I need is a quick explanation.
Yeah, exactly. Like one sentence and I'm done.
And I don't need a KFCS paragraph, PEEL. All I need is what you need to do. Or I'll go and ask the teacher. That's probably what I'll do.
Exactly.
Next scenario is you just found out that you were invited to a party that your best friend was also invited to. You asked them to ask if you could go along as well, but they told you if you asked, they wouldn't be your friend anymore and tell people a secret they know about you.
Mm-hmm. What?
I'll summarize it. So you got invited to a party. Your yeah. best friend also did, but you asked your best friend to go with them. And your best friend said, if you ask again, then I'll tell everyone a secret I know about you.
Ask to go?
Like, ask to go with them. Like, oh, let's go together to this party.
What? I just go alone then.
Well, I go with my other friend. Because there's a reason they're my best friend. Because I've got other friends as well.
Just
like, they're just my big friend. But why would my best friend be like that anyways?
True.
Like, what type of best friend is
that? I want to do it with you anyway.
Exactly. Like, go along with your little playmates. I don't want to be around with a person who's just negative and bad. Naughty person. So, next scenario is you are helping another student carry their books to class because they got hurt. A classmate asks you if you need help, but you tell them you don't and they stick around anyway.
What would you do?
Just let them stick around, I guess. I don't know. Just
true. It depends.
Just do what you want, like. I don't know.
Yeah. I'd be a bit confused if someone's following me around. Well, I know a few people who just follow me. But, yeah. If you want to follow well, I'll probably be quite annoyed.
Yeah, I'd be so confused, but I'd just let them, like, just do your thing, I guess. I'll do mine.
Do your thing, I'll do mine. Okay.
I mean, if I really need help, then I'll let them help.
Yeah, if you want to help, help them help well. Because who complains about receiving help? I don't know who complains about receiving help, so, you know. Okay, let's answer the next scenario. So, going to class, you notice some kids pushing around a few students. You walk by them, and they follow you and tell you, if you tell anyone, they will do way worse things to you. Yeah, what would you do?
Just don't do anything, I guess. Like, it depends on the person is.
True.
Like, if
because...
I know that person, then I try to help or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna let me get beat up, right?
Because, you know, I just saw some, like, I see that every day. I see random kids being pushed around every
true,
day.
Yeah.
I never do anything. Like, they don't need to tell me.
I'm just gonna walk away. And, like,
exactly. Like, they don't need to tell me I shouldn't tell anyone. I won't do that anyways. Like, what business has that got to do with me? Unless you're fully, like, a full-on proper thing. Or you just got pushed. Or they're just giving you a wedgie or something. That's got nothing to do with me. That's not my issue. But, yeah, I guess. Okay. So, I've got some more scenarios for you. We'll be done in about 17 minutes.
Okay.
So, everyone at school is participating in a school dress-up day and wearing red. Your friends convince you to wear black instead. What would you do?
On my own?
No, to wear... I think, actually, I don't know if you're wearing it with them or just on your own. Say,
If it's with them, I would, yeah. It's just like a fun thing, right? Like, just be different. But I don't know. Stop. Because if I'm doing it alone, that's going to be so awkward.
True. I personally, I'd probably just convince them to wear red instead. Because, or black and red. Actually, I'd probably wear the littlest amount of red. And I'll be like, oh, look, here's the red part. I'd probably wear the littlest piece of red. Wear, like, bring a red jacket. But, I'd probably convince my friends to wear red anyways.
Yeah, like maybe like red stuff, like not all red.
Yeah, because I'm not sure about that. So, okay, you're at the mall, and you see your friend. They just bought an expensive outfit, so you think you need to buy it too. What would you do? Would you buy the outfit? Would you not?
Why do I think you need to buy it just because of an outfit?
Personally, I wouldn't buy anything just because my friend's got it. I don't.
It's ugly.
Damn. True. A lot of expensive things, they're just expensive, but they look nasty.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'll stick to my...
Like, who told you that was cool?
I'll stick to my £13 Primark combo. or my £20 Tesco outfit. Yeah. Thank you. I'll stick to that. So, you like the way a kid at school looks, and they're skinnier than you. So you go on a diet and refuse to eat. What would you do? Would you go on a diet for this random kid you like, or would you be yourself and still like the person?
If I just wanted to do it just to like body goals, I guess. Then yeah, but I still eat. Like, I'm not gonna stop eating.
Yeah, I can never stop eating as well. Eating's nice. I like eating.
Exactly. I just eat anyway, but like maybe cut down if I kind of need it, then I might. But I'm still eating. Like, no one's stopping me.
Personally, I feel like if I like someone and they're making me stop eating, that's a bit weird.
If they're making me just stop eating, then of course not.
Like, why would I... Like, crushes, they don't really last. Especially because these scenarios that I'm saying are pointed out to more younger people. No one really has a crush at this type of age that will last till they're 108 years old. So, what am I doing this for? Some Christian.
Yeah, if I'm doing it for someone else, then obviously not.
Yeah. Because I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. I like eating. I'll eat as much as I want to. Not that I need to, but I want to. Yeah. And, yeah. Actually, I'll also do both. I'll still eat as I need to. I'm not trying to eat my entire house, though.
Yeah, I'm not gonna just force myself to eat.
Yeah.
But I'm still gonna eat what I want.
Sometimes I eat when I'm bored.
Same, like,
not because I'm hungry, I'm just bored.
Yeah,
I think that, well, I was kind of hungry, but
I just get hungry when I'm bored.
Yeah, sometimes I eat when I'm bored as well. I just have nothing to do, so I'm like,
I just grab snacks. Yeah.
I'll just be chomping because as long as I'm watching TV, I like eating as well. It just feels
that's a good point.
A good point, yeah.
As long as I'm watching something, like, I'm obviously gonna be eating.
Yeah, because sometimes if I make food and I'm watching TV at the same time, I'll make sure I find the right thing to watch before I start eating.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, there's some gross things, right? And
yeah,
it makes me stop eating.
It puts me off. I was watching TikTok. I saw some weird thing on TikTok, and I just felt sick.
You mean Cheryl?
I just felt sick. Okay, so your class decides to make a thank you card for your teacher, and you offer to help. Do you want to actually help, or are you too lazy? Would you actually help?
I think maybe, you know, because if I'm not the teacher, then obviously.
Same, if it's for Caitlin, but...
Oh!
But...
Yeah, if he ever left, then obviously.
Well, hopefully he's there till I'm in college or something. When I leave, he leaves as well.
Yeah, like, when I leave, he doesn't need to be anymore, he can go.
Exactly. He's not having anyone else. Favorite teacher.
No.
He's too good. He's OP.
Why?
But personally, I'd probably just write my name on the thank you card. Because me, I don't do art like that. I've been traumatized with art for this past 10 months of living. I've been traumatized with art. Art. It's just traumatized me from Rebecca.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. You're always late. That's why she hates you.
Good. No, I've only ever been late to art about 5-4 times.
That's so much.
After like 30 weeks, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's not that much.
You're the only one who's been late.
What'd you say?
You're the only who's been late that much.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
But compared to a lesson like English or science, I'm late to more. What else? Some music.
Music, you're always late, but that's such a long walk.
True. The highest I've been is like 40 minutes late. I'm not even joking.
What are you doing? Eating.
So I had a student council meeting. And then after, I just walked around. I didn't go straight to class. Marv did, but I didn't. He did. I just walked around. And then I was like, just so I don't get bullied or slipped. Let me just go to lesson. Because I don't know if you knew, but if you get seen on the corridor without like a red pass, you get blue slipped.
Yeah.
I never knew that until like 2 months ago, because I nearly got blue slipped.
When?
Like 2 months ago. Because
near the end of school as well. That's such a waste.
Like, it was like June, because it's going to be late.
So what?
English. You know when I walked in and everyone was like clapping or something?
What?
I might explain there, but I nearly got blue slipped. But I survived. You know, I've had so many times I nearly got blue slipped, but I never did. I'm a good child, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm a good man. I've only ever had 9 detentions, I think.
9.
But that's all for being late. It's nothing behavior bad based. I'm a good child.
How many behavior points?
11. I'm still a good child. Some people have like 150.
Exactly.
I'm good.
That is about 5 per day.
Exactly. Yeah, that is like about 5 per day. I saw someone, they got like 8 in a day.
That's
basically more than I got.
What?
That's basically more than I got within 8 months. Jeez. Sad life. Are you ready for the next scenario?
Yes.
Okay. So, a friend is making fun of a substitute teacher, Ms. Power, and by copying them, you don't think it's funny, but you still laugh. What would you do? Would you still laugh? What would you do?
If it's like meant to be like a joke and they're actually a funny person, then probably laugh. I laugh anyway. Even if it's not funny.
I feel pity for the person who makes bad jokes and I laugh just to make them feel good.
Really? Same.
And feel happy about themselves. But sometimes people make jokes that are just generally not funny.
Like, yeah, too mean or whatever, then I won't laugh.
Yeah, I'd probably just be like...
I wouldn't say anything. I'd just be there.
I'll just be there. I won't laugh. I won't smirk. I won't giggle.
I'll just look at them.
I'd just be like, come on, man. Don't be a real dude. Be a real dog.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Be a real one. Be a G. But yeah, I probably won't laugh. Okay. You decide not to play. I'm going to change it to dodgeball because you like dodgeball, right?
Yeah. Wait, what's it normally?
Football.
Ew.
I like football. You decide not to play dodgeball. Even though you really want to, a friend is going to play it, so you decide to as well. Would you still do it if your friend wasn't... Well, would you?
If I want to... then I probably would do it anyway.
Yeah.
But if I actually can't, then I probably won't.
Okay.
But if my friend's doing it, then it'd be more fun, right? So.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a little made-up scenario that I actually made.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is basically on the top of my head as I'm talking. So, say that it was sports day.
Yeah.
And most of your friends... Wait, which one do you like more, football or basketball?
Basketball.
And most of your friends went to football. Like, basically all your friends went to football. What would you do?
I go to basketball. I'm not going to play football just because my friends are. Actually, no, but, like, if all my friends are doing it, and we're all on the same team, whatever, like, I could just do it as, like, a joke, right? Like, just...
Yeah, well, you don't get to choose the teams, though. That's the thing. They're randomized.
No.
Well, yeah, no, like, on sports day, when you're playing football, you couldn't choose.
Oh, you could. Oh, I'm going to basketball. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, it's between football and dodgeball, by the way. Football, dodgeball. You'll still play dodgeball over basketball. No, because like the games on sports day that you played.
I wanted dodgeball. Okay. Actually, no, it depends. Like, all of my friends are going to put one probably. But if like some friends are still on other ones, then I'd probably go to them.
Alright.
What about you?
I'd probably so say if they were to all go to like say basketball and I want to play football, I'd probably play football still because basketball, I like basketball. I'm not bad at basketball.
It's because you know everyone, so it'll be just like normal,
right? I basically know everyone in that year group. I've spoken to basically everyone. So
you run out of people to speak to.
So I guess in every single group there'll be someone that I know.
Yeah, I just choose the one that I know most people.
And my friends are good at football, so it'll be better for me. Well, easier for me. Well, not all my friends are.
But what if your friends are into basketball? And all the people in football are bad people?
Well, it'll be easier for me.
Oh.
I could just sprint out my entire team.
Oh, yeah.
Because athletics and all. I'll just sprint out against my entire team. Wait, did you do the 100 meters in PE?
Yeah, it was actually so bad. It's because it was like one of the hottest days as well.
Oh, what did you get for your 100 meters?
What?
What did you? How many seconds did you do your 100 meters in?
I don't want to say. What did you get?
13.
Oh, I got 5.
5?
Yeah.
No, like how many seconds it took you to run up there?
5. Just kidding.
So, what? Okay, what did you get?
Like 40.
45.
40.
Oh, 40. Okay. So,
I think that the average is like between like 35 and like 40.
Yeah, I did 13 seconds.
I'm faster than that.
Okay, I did 75 meters in 8 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
8.
Okay.
I feel proud.
Well,
Emma, don't worry.
Teach me your ways.
Don't worry. Just follow fahima.co.uk.
Wow, what's she gonna do?
She's ran all her height away. Okay. Next scenario. So your friends tell you to send a text to someone and make fun of the clothes they wear. Would you send the text or would you not?
If they know them, and they're actually wearing bad clothes, then I'd give advice, but I'm not gonna make fun of them.
I wouldn't. I personally,
just like, maybe I give them advice like what to do, you know.
Yeah.
Like, what is better to wear? But if I don't know, then I just won't do anything.
Yeah, because me, I'm kind of a respectful person. If you see, because if someone, I'm decently respectful because, say if someone smelled bad, if someone was wearing bad clothes, if someone looked a bit weird today, I would never point it out. No matter how bad they smell, or no matter how they look, I would never point it out. Because I know it's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing. Yeah. So I'll still never point it out.
Well, if they're just making a fool of themselves, then I might just say something, but...
Yeah, if they're making a fool of themselves and giving me secondhand embarrassment, making me feel embarrassed for them...
Yeah, if they're my friend, close friend, and they're looking... They're wearing something goofy, then I'd say something.
Yeah, I'd probably have to say something to my close friends. But if there's someone like, just as a, even like, just a friend, I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, like, just you do you.
Yeah, you do you. Enjoy your day. If however you feel, if you're feeling a Kai mood or Jenny mood, Akola mood, then I guess that's good.
Or Fahima mood.
Yeah, Fahima mood. Yeah.
Heels.
Sometimes Shawnee's
gone. I said,
well, Shawnee was decent, I guess. Shawnee was mid.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's only 30 degrees outside, but all of the kids are wearing shorts and a hoodie, so you do too. Will you actually, so say because of the weather and you see other people wearing things, will you copy what the other people are wearing, or just wear whatever you
want? If it's like actually deadly weather, then I choose to wear like not a hoodie, of course.
Yeah, I won't suffer.
If it's only 30 degrees hot, I don't really know. It's 30 degrees hot.
Hmm?
It's 30 degrees hot.
Let me just see the hottest day. I'm 20.
It's like 40 degrees, isn't it?
Yeah, as well.
Nah, I won't copy. I just choose what to wear.
40. It was like 40 degrees. So I guess it's kind of hot.
Yeah. I won't say it's hoodie weather, though.
Because the weather right now is 18.
Oh, I'd probably wear like a t-shirt.
And right now it's kind of cold, it's a bit cloudy, nothing special.
I'm lucky, you know.
What'd you say?
I'm actually kind of sweaty.
Damn.
It's hot, are you not?
Well, it's kind of hot, but it's not too hot. It's manageable hot.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you had ventilation, well, I don't have ventilation, I just have fans. I rely on fans. But yeah, I guess
fans in every room.
Okay, let's head on to some other ones. So let's say you're a teacher and you're supervising an exam. Let's say you're
yes.
Let me think of your name. Terry.
Terry, yeah.
Bad. I mean, Terry.
Terry Dumpton.
Terry Dumpton. You're a teacher supervising an exam. A student suddenly starts to cough and sneeze very loudly. You go over to see if you can help, but when it continues, you ask them to leave the room. They end up upset and they argue.
Who ends up upset?
The child.
They argue with me.
Yeah. Personally, I try to be nice and not trying to argue with me for something that's got nothing to do with me. So I have to be like, in fact, you can come do your exam at break time, and that's also behavior points. And they can have a DT after school as well. And boom, disruption of assessment for your dirty, dirty, dirty cough that I tried to help you with. Next time, don't distract or disturb or mess up with my class during an exam just because you can't control yourself in your cough. I tried to be Mr. Nice Guy, but no, you're not charged. So stand outside, that's a C3, and yeah, I'm joking.
Yes, Papa. I mean, I would not do that. I'd just be like kind of angry, because why are you arguing with me? Like,
exactly. I'd be kind of annoyed. I wouldn't do all of that. I'd just be kind of annoyed.
I'd be like, well, just do your work, and if you actually need help, then go.
I'll tell them, if you speak again, you get 2 behavior points. Disruption of a session.
Stop. And you cough also again.
And then that's currently your C1.
Yes. That's your C.
Okay. So, you're a small child at the beach. You are playing in the sand. Your father has bought you an ice cream in a cone. You begin to lick it very slowly to make it last, but it drops in the sand.
Oh.
You cry very loudly until your father goes and gets you another ice cream.
That's so good.
Because if my child did that, I'd be too annoyed. I'm like, I would not cry and cry well.
Yeah, I just let you cry and then I'm not spending more money on you, I'm sorry.
Exactly. I'm not buying ice cream, but I'll have most of it to myself. You can have the remainings. But because I didn't make your ice cream fall, that's not my issue.
Exactly. Like, you just live with it. Like, don't be spoiled.
Exactly. You need to be humbled at a young age.
Yeah.
I'm not buying you another ice cream just because you dropped it. I'm not trying to do that. Maybe if they were really, really, really young, but I wouldn't spend too much money. But if they're really young, maybe. Actually, to be honest, maybe not. Because young children, they tend to drop things more anyways.
I mean, if they're my child, then I'm always going to care more, right?
Yeah.
Maybe some random kid that I'm babysitting, no.
Darman. I saw something like this on Darman. They treat their actual child better.
Oh, no.
Darman's too relatable, you know. Darman should win an Oscar.
I'm not going to be that bad, okay? But like...
Darman's relatable to every single life experience and scenario. What has Darman not done? He's running out of ideas at this point.
Is he actually?
I don't know.
I don't watch him.
His videos are getting better.
Oh, slime.
Yeah, Darman's in his peak era.
Slime, Mr. Man.
Mr. Man. Okay. So you're I can't speak. Okay, so this says father, but I'll change it to mother because you are part of the female species. So you are a mother at the beach with your small child. She is playing in the sand and you have just brought her an ice cream cone. She is very happy and this is the one I just said. This is the same thing. No. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna ask you some real quick ones. Amelia is upset because her friends aren't talking to her and she doesn't know why. What would you do if your friends weren't speaking to you?
I'll be so confused. Like, I try to talk to them. Like, I don't know. I just leave it. If they look angry, then I just leave it. And then talk to them later on.
Same. Because if you don't want to speak to you, if you don't want to speak to me, it's not that I don't want to speak to you. It's just that how can I speak to you?
Because if they're mad at me for something, like, and they're ignoring me, like, what do you expect me to do?
Exactly. Like, go to your house and buy you a Lamborghini. So,
yeah.
Like, within a friendship, if I'm giving 100% energy and I'm not receiving that back, then that's not good.
Yes.
What I'm giving, I should be receiving back. What you give, I will receive back. It's 50-50, not 100 to none. So Susie fell over. Let's say you're Susie. You fell over in the playground and you hurt your knee. But some other children laughed at her. Damn, what if you got laughed at? You should beat them up.
How? I'm injured.
Well, pick your scab off and put it in their nose.
The bleeding scab.
It's OP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It made Fahima sure.
I put it in their face. So
they can look
at it.
Like, look at this.
Look what you're doing.
Yeah, you're the cause of this. Causation. Yeah.
You pushed me.
Exactly. Definitely. Now I should take what you made, the consequences.
Yeah. Lick it. I'm just kidding.
Amelia, which is you again, is upset because her friend... That's what I just said. Okay. Adam, which is you. You're Adam now.
Which is you.
No, okay. So I spent a long time drawing a lovely picture. for Rebecca, for my work.
Oh.
But someone scribbled all over it and now it's ruined. What do you think I should do?
You should get that person back.
I should use the crayons I used and stick up their nose.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do that. I'm not joking. But I probably just... I don't know. Someone just scribbled and messed up my homework. To be honest, I'll probably tell a teacher because a teacher can't put me in trouble for homework someone else messed up.
Yeah.
But they'll probably
if I have the paper, I just show it to the teacher, right?
True, but it'll be like, you know how people are like, oh, my dog ate my homework. She's like, oh, what a classic. Oh, you can't trick me. Ooh, and they think they're like 100 IQ. I feel like that's something they might say. So I'll probably tell them the day before. But if it's already too late to tell them and I just have to deal with it, I probably will not come to that lesson because I did my homework. I did nothing.
I'm just gonna stay home, of course.
I will stay home. I'll just camp in Pastoral or something. SL2. Okay. Whatever I need. I'll go talk to Rebecca about it. Actually, no, Rebecca's the homework I need to give. I'll speak to Fahima.
I'll talk to Rebecca.
No, Kaylin's comforting. I'll speak to Kaylin. I'll go to S7, his new own classroom. I'll speak to him. Okay, so let's say Noah, which is again me, is playing, and this is the last the last scenario. Noah is playing with a ball in the playground when an older pupil takes it away from him. What do you think I should do? I'm Noah.
What?
What do you think I should do?
What did
the
other people do?
Damn. Okay, so Noah is playing with the ball in the playground when an older pupil takes it away from him.
Older people?
An older student.
Takes the ball.
The ball he's playing with. What would you do? I don't know. To be honest, I should take it and run. I was like, hey, give me my lunch money back, dweeb. Give me my ball.
What's that?
This is probably something that's been in Darman as well. Oh, did they get this from Darman?
All this is from Darman.
Probably.
Darman's a smart man.
True. We like Darman. Darman's cool.
Be like Darman.
I know, yeah. Darman's cool. Darman's good, you know. But personally, me, if that happened to me, I would be by an older child.
Yeah.
I'm not here for that. But yeah. What would you do, actually?
I'd be annoyed. Like, I'd be like, hey, just give it back. Like, I'm not gonna joke with them or anything.
Yeah.
It was actually not okay then. But if I know them, then I don't know. I'll play with them, I guess.
Well, that is the end of all these scenario questions. But I've got one last question, which is not a scenario. So, the question is, how dangerous do you think peer pressure is from 1 to 10?
If it's like bad, they're probably like 7.
Okay. I think that's like, it could be like an 8. I want to try to give it a full number. Either 8 or 9. I'll say 9. Because
a full number is 8.
Well, I'll give it 9.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, it could end with people dying and all and stuff like that. Because it can go really extreme.
Yeah.
The reason why I gave it 10 is because people don't always die or people don't always have that happen. Because it can, of course, still be something small, but a lot of the time it's something big.
Yeah.
So that's that. So Emma, how do you feel about all of these questions today?
It was actually fun.
I know, it was so amazing. It's so entertaining. At first, it was a bit shaky, you were a bit scared, but now we did it
and it's amazing. So, you're going to get so many views because of me.
I'm as famous, guys. Spotify, YouTube, Google, all of this. She's famous.
Yeah.
Okay, but at the end of every single podcast episode I do, I have a quote. They call me Mr. Darman. And they call me Mr. Poet Guy. You want to hear the quote?
A quote?
Yes, a quote.
No.
Okay, so you're ready. The quote of season 4, episode 3, is peer pressure, avoid it at all costs. I have to repeat that. Peer pressure, avoid it at all costs. It can mess with your mental structure. Get it? Structure, pressure. I'm so funny. Let me repeat it for the ones in the back. The quote of season 4, episode 3 of My Star Podcasts is peer pressure, avoid it at all costs. It can mess with your mental structure. I'm so amazed.
Yeah.
I'm so amazed. Emma, do you agree?
Yes.
See, this is why we all appreciate Emma. Emma's good. So, I guess that's the end of this episode. Thank you everyone for watching. And I will see you all in the next one. Bye.
Bye.